Every podcast topic is crafted and led with the thought of you in mind. And just like this podcast, I also have a published book. It's called Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman. You know, pearls are so precious you would want to protect them. But the same cannot be said about these pearls of wisdom that I've gained along the way. In my book, I've covered all the bases for living a life free from sexual compromise. I want you to have these pearls and I want you to pass them on to others around you. If this 30-second plug has captured your attention at all, you need to get the book Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, written by me, your host, Berthina Jackson. Head to Amazon.com to get your copy.
Ladies, your natural instinct is to worry. You worry about your children, your health, your relationship, and everything else under the sun. It's a classic case of worry wart syndrome. If you tend to worry needlessly, you are not alone. Welcome to the She Strives With Faith podcast with Berthina Jackson. Berthina is a two-time divorcee, single mother, and war veteran who suffered from anxiety, but learned to let go and let God. Berthina will share captivating and down-to-earth conversations on how to strive by faith. Here's your host, Berthina Jackson.
And interesting. Once I'm done with this podcast, you'll definitely have a better understanding of where I'm coming from. And I think you might even want to share this with some of your other sister friends, because this is really going to make you feel great and wonderful about being a woman, because we are truly amazing creatures. We really are. So let me start off by saying that a woman was made to give life. And this means that if a man needs some life in his life, he better look for the life giver, the woman. And I'm being serious about that, because some men today are just walking around trying to be self-reliant, keeping women at arm's length, and they really don't know the life that they are missing. You see, God made the female to be the life giver so that whenever there's a need to give life to something, she can do it. Take, for example, picture this. Have you ever been in the apartment of a man, any man, your brother, your uncle, your cousin, a coworker, a deacon, a pastor? You know, these are men who are living by themselves. Have you ever noticed how the apartment is drab because there is no color? There's no paintings on the wall. The walls are all white. Everything just seems to be out of place, and it looks rather boring. And these single men have been told that they need a woman's touch, but they don't care. They seem happy with the unexciting appearance of their apartment or their house. But have you noticed when a man gets married and his wife moves in, she transforms the dull appearance of the house. She adds vibrant curtains, places flowers around the room. She hangs pictures on the wall, rearranges the furniture, and quickly turns it into a beautiful house. When a woman enters a room, she alters the atmosphere and brings it to life with her presence. Many women have gifts of incubation, but the problem is that they have been so beaten down by life and the hurtful remarks of others that they have rarely used their gifts. Now, I want to define what I mean by incubation. Well, incubation, apart from actual physical gestation, means a woman who is gifted with many creative abilities that can assist her loved ones, herself, and the world. A woman incubates in these main ways. So let me tell you the ways in which a woman incubates. I have about 8 of them. She sees possibilities and potential. She ponders words, actions, and relationships between things. She processes words, ideas, needs, and problems. She conceives and invents. She develops ideas, plans, and programs. She protects what she has received while it develops. She produces something new from what she receives, and she multiplies what she is given. You know, you could say that the woman is an entire research and development department all in one. In this way, she reflects the nature of her creator, who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. She is an incubator. And just as God created man out of himself, a woman brings forth new life from within. When a woman receives an idea and incubates it, it becomes something greater, something bigger, stronger, more dynamic. There's so much to it that she staggers with the weight of it. Whatever you give a woman, she's going to multiply. Now, I'm going to say this, and don't think that I'm trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to give a sex education class. I'm just trying to, you know, give you some information in this podcast. But anyway, don't be offended by what I'm about to say, okay? If you give a woman sperm, she'll give you a baby. If you give her a house, she'll give you a home. If you give her groceries, she'll give you a meal. And if you give her a smile, guess what? She'll give you her heart. A woman multiplies and enlarges what is given her. So, if anybody, man, woman, or child, wants to develop anything, bring it to a woman. Listen. If someone has the beginnings of an idea or a prayer request, guess what? Tell a woman. And you know, most men will tell their ideas to anyone but their wives, which is absolutely crazy. They really should be telling the woman. Why? Because she will have the plan and how to go about it, even from where you need to go to get the money. And guess what? The plan will work because she is an incubator. She brings life to anything and everything that she touches. It is something that God put within her. Now, ladies, like I said, we are amazing women because we have the power of nurturing and bringing forth life. Okay? We really are. And I want you to picture this. You've got this emotional, mental, and even spiritual womb within you. It's a space where your ideas, dreams, and aspirations can take root and thrive. You see, when people give us something, whether it's a project, a thought, or even a simple smile, listen, we have the magical ability, the spiritual ability, the power of God to nurture it and watch it grow into something amazing. And it's so important for us as women to recognize the incredible power and potential that we hold within us. I want you to know that we have the ability to blossom into something beautiful and meaningful. Anything that is entrusted to us, a dream, a business idea, we bring it to life. So the next time you have an idea or need assistance, don't hesitate to seek the guidance and support of a woman, because you might be surprised by the extraordinary results that follow. If you've got an idea that's brewing, or if you're in need of some guidance or support, don't hesitate to reach out to your fellow woman. We've got this incredible knack for turning the ordinary into the extraordinary. Together, we can uplift, empower, and inspire each other to reach new heights. So let's embrace our nurturing nature and see what incredible things we can bring to life. So my beautiful sister friend, thank you for tuning in to the She Strives with Faith podcast. I think I'm going to do a part two to this because I have much more information to share with you that I think you will find quite interesting. But until we talk again, stay courageous, bold, fierce, purposeful, and powerful, just like God created you to be. Be blessed. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the She Strives with Faith podcast. To hear more about how you can tap into the power of striving with faith, join her next week. If you found value in the episode, give her a rating or tell a friend about the show. Follow Berthina on Facebook and Instagram for a more personal chat. Until next time, strive to keep faith alive.
Thank you so much for listening. It was really great spending time with you. Once again, I'm Berthina Jackson, author of Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, purchasable at Amazon.com. Feel free to reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Till next time, Berthina.